Have you ever seen those trash containers behind stores? You know, they're made of metal and you can only, a truck has to empty them.
I don't know what you call those.
What do you call a building where someone would be buried, not buried, but, or maybe a little building over a grave or something like that?
It's not a mausoleum.
That's almost it, though.
Huh?
That's almost it.
I don't know.
How about a mausoleum?
Yes, mausoleum. That's right.
Are cigarettes ever called anything else?
Oh, yes.
What are they called?
Coffin nails.
What do you call an enclosed room designed to receive maximum sunlight?
I don't know.
What do you call an informal room in the house for relaxation or television viewing or just reading or something like that?
Den.
What is a room with a toilet and sink but no bath or shower?
Half bath.
What kinds of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment have you had in your houses?
Now what was that now?
What kinds of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment have you had in your houses?
Well, coal stove, a grate, that's all I know.
What kind of air is here in this building?
Central air conditioner.
Is the heat the same way?
Yes,
huh? How does that work?
Well, off of the thermostat from the boiler room.
Have you seen houses with three or more rooms arranged in a line?
Yes.
And what do you call those?
Shotgun houses.
What do you call a house with two separate rooms connected by a roof that covers an open area between the rooms?
I don't know.
Ever heard of a dog trap house?
Yes.
How would you describe that?
Well, it's just an opening between the two houses. I'd say between the two, two houses, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a house with a long entry hall that is set at a 90 degree angle to a large single room?
I wouldn't know.
Have you ever heard of a hall and parlor house or a flying L?
Yes, I have.
Have you heard both of them?
Yes.
You know how to describe those?
No, I don't. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Have you seen other small houses that are designed or laid out some way that you really noticed it being different?
No.
What kinds of buildings house several or many families?
A apartment house.
Do you know what a row house is?
Yes.
How do you describe that?
Well, that's where you go to honky tonk. Roadhouse.